Welcome to the Purposeful Parenting Podcast. I'm Harriet Rowe, wife and mother of four adult children, three girls and one boy, all graduates of the United States Military Academy at West Point. Grab a cup of tea or coffee, get cozy, and take in your weekly dose of purposeful parenting. Here we go. Welcome to another episode of Purposeful Parenting. Society is and has changed tremendously. The things that we thought could not possibly happen in our country are now happening. So because of this, even parenting and the things that we must teach our children have changed. We have to teach them different things on about how to protect themselves, what to look out for, and the importance of following the rules that you have established as a family. But it's even more important than ever to give your child a firm foundation in Christian values. Commitment is one of these essential skills that you must teach your children. Now, why should you teach your children about commitment? Think about some of the things that are happening today, and you can see the lack of commitment that is going on in our society. So now, why should you teach your children about commitment? Well, it helps build character. It strengthens resilience. It fosters a sense of responsibility. It fosters a desire to achieve, and it fosters perseverance. So how do you go about instilling the value of commitment in your child? You may be wondering this. Well, just like everything else, you're going to have to lead by example. Your children will have to see you showing the value of commitment. Children learn a lot by observing what others do. Now, needless to say, you, the parent, is the one that the child is going to be watching the most. You must be a role model of commitment as you live your life. Your child should see you completing what you start. Do you sign up for something like the PTA or to help with another school function, and then you decide to back out of it? Well, what about starting other projects? How many have gone by the wayside without completing them? Your child learns from your actions and become inspired to emulate your level of commitment in all things. Titus 2:6-7 says, "In the same way, encourage the young men to live wisely, and you yourself must be an example by doing good works of every kind." So parents, you, as with all things, are an example for your children in showing commitment. And some of the ways to do this is helping them to set realistic goals. Encourage your child to set realistic and achievable goals. Give them small, manageable, age-appropriate goals so that they can complete them. This is going to help them understand the process of commitment, persistence, and it will also give them satisfaction of achieving their goals. And think about reinforcing the importance of commitments. Now, it's important that you explain to your child the significance of fulfilling his or her commitments. It could be something as simple as making sure they're completing their homework and why that's important, other than just grades. Participating in extracurricular activities and seeing that to finish, or even helping around the house. Let them know that their commitments and the completion of what they said they were going to do are a reflection of their integrity and their reliability. Our daughter, Kirsten, wanted to take gymnastics along with her sisters, Allison and Lauren. So we signed her up, and believe it or not, after the first week, she decided that she did not want to do gymnastics any longer. So you may be wondering how we responded. How did we deal with this? Well, we told her that she was signed up for 3 months. Now, she knew this going in, and she also knew that she was going to have to complete the 3 months. And then after that, she could choose another activity. So we explained to her why she could not just quit because she didn't like something. It wasn't an option. So she finished her commitment. Now, what's important to point out here is that after she graduated from West Point, she was asked if she ever thought about quitting once she entered West Point. Her answer was, no. Once I started, I knew there was no quitting. I was in for the duration. Now, what if we had let her back out of anything she started when it got tough? Chances are she would have found that West Point may have been too tough and she was going to back out. But because we were consistent and persistent in letting her know and her other siblings know that you just can't quit when the going gets tough. You have a commitment and you will honor that commitment. Parents, teach your children the importance of commitment. Galatians 6:9 tells us, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You also want to help with commitment by encouraging perseverance. Teach your child the value of perseverance and the idea that setbacks are temporary hurdles to overcome, and that they are a part of life. Setbacks will happen. Help your child to develop a mindset where they see challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. And celebrate their efforts and support them when they face difficulties. God wants His people to persevere no matter what happens. So we have to learn and teach our children how to overcome obstacles, difficulties, trials, and tribulations. Teach your children that they can fight the good fight, that they can finish the race, and that they can keep the faith, just as we read in 2 Timothy 4:7. You also want to help your child foster time management skills. Needless to say, effective time management is crucial for honoring commitments. Teach them to prioritize their tasks, to set deadlines, and balance their schedule. And as they learn to manage their time, they're going to find it easier to keep their commitments. Teach them also self-discipline. Help them to learn to resist distractions and to stay focused on the task at hand. Encourage routines and healthy habits that will support their goals. It could be something as simple as setting up a special time that they're going to study, or a time when they'll go outside and practice their soccer drills, or a time that they will practice their musical instrument. All of these things will help them learn to keep their commitments. Also, you want to help them seek out diverse interests. You want to expose them to various activities so that they can find out where their passion lies. This will help them to become well-rounded individuals, and they can see that commitment happens not just in one area, but throughout various domains. Let them know that they don't have to follow in their siblings' shoes or yours even as the parent. Remind them that they are unique, that God created them, and that God gave them gifts and talents to do special things. You also want to provide support and guidance. Needless to say, so let your child know by your words and by your actions that he or she has your unwavering support. Listen to them, guide them, and encourage them when they face challenges. Help them to understand once again that setbacks are a normal part of life and that their commitment is valued regardless of what the outcome is. Now, when our children did something that they were disappointed in the outcome, whether it was a poor grade or a missed penalty shot in soccer or whatever it could have been, we would ask them a few questions. We would ask, first of all, how they were feeling about it. And did they think they had done their best at the time? Because that was very important, that they always did their best. And we wanted to know what they thought they did wrong and how they could make it better. And of course, we would give them our honest feedback. But we wanted them to evaluate the situation as best as they could. So teaching your children commitment does not happen overnight, parents. It's a gradual process that requires patience and consistency. It's a life skill that empowers your child and helps him or her to take on challenges. It enhances their own potential. And it encourages them to pursue their dreams and to not give up when the going gets tough. Cultivating commitment in your children will help them shape a better future for themselves and society in general. Help your children to remember Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. So parents, as you work to instill the value of commitment in your child, you are definitely parenting on purpose. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Purposeful Parenting. For more tips on parenting, or if you would like to reach out, please visit me on harrietrowe.com and follow me on Facebook, Harriet Rowe. That's Harriet with two T's. I look forward to grabbing a cup of tea or coffee with you next week. Feel free to invite a friend. Until then, this is Harriet Rowe reminding you to parent on purpose.